What's going on in the Atlanta real estate market? What's going on with home values? Where are the best schools? Cleve has all the answers for you. Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show. Now, here's Cleve Gaddis.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another week's edition of the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160 WCFO Atlanta's Talk of the Town. My name is Cleve Gaddis, and I appreciate you joining me and my man Alfie, who's joined me in the studio as always for another edition of the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show. In addition to being the host of this radio show, I'm also a full-time real estate agent and broker with a team full of agents helping buyers, sellers, investors, and landlords make the best decisions when buying, selling, or investing in real estate all over Metro Atlanta. 2017 marks my family's 30th year in the real estate business. Woo. We live, eat, and breathe, and sleep real estate, and we would love nothing more than to help you with your next purchase. Our purpose statement for this show is we want to educate, empower, and engage with our listeners. We want to provide as much information as possible about what's happening in the real estate markets locally, throughout our state, and also nationally. We want to give our listeners the power that comes from knowledge. Whatever decisions you need to make regarding real estate, we want you to be confident in those decisions because you've listened to this show, and then we want to engage with you. We hope that you will like what you hear so much that you'll choose to hire us to represent you in any future sale or purchase of real estate you do right here in Metro Atlanta. We can also refer you to agents to represent you in selling a home or purchasing a home anywhere throughout Metro Atlanta. If you need to reach us during the show, 770-497-0000 is the number to call. And I said during the show, but you can also call that number while the show is not on, and you can get in touch with us as well. If you have a question you'd like us to answer on the air, we're happy to do that. If you have a question you'd like us to answer off the air, we're happy to do that as well. If you don't want to give us a call, you can reach us online by visiting gogaddis.com. That's gogaddis.com. Got a busy show today.
Oh, okay.
Notice I'm not saying a good show, Alfie.
Well, it's busy and good. They're both.
We got some listener questions. Tom and Diane and Roswell want to know what they should ask for when they are presented an offer on their home where that purchase is contingent on another purchase or sale. Interesting question. Beth in Norcross wants to know what she should do with the shrubs in front of her home, or the shrubbery in front of her home.
Gotcha.
Prior to listing the home. Our special guest on the second segment of the show, John Birchfield.
Yeah.
Brand Mortgage. We're going to talk about changes to debt to income ratios, how more people can qualify for a mortgage today than before July the 29th. We're going to talk about some changes to credit reports and also what borrowers need to have ready when they are applying for a mortgage. In the third segment, I don't know if you remember, we had Phil Erickson with O'Kelly and Sorahan on a month or two ago. He's the attorney who specializes in estates.
Okay.
And if you have kids, you need to stay tuned and listen to the third segment of this show, because we're going to tell you some things about making sure you have the ability to determine what happens to your child from a medical standpoint, that you're going to be surprised it works the way it works, and we're going to tell you how to work around it. Is that good enough to tease people to get them to come back and listen to the show?
I can't wait.
The third segment, Phil Erickson with O'Kelly and Sorahan. During the fourth segment of the show, we're going to feature Palisades in Alpharetta, North Fulton County, in our Lowdown on the Hood segment. So if you're in Roswell or Johns Creek or Cumming or any of the areas around Alpharetta, you want to stay tuned, because what's happening in that neighborhood might very well mirror what's happening in your neighborhood. Let's go ahead and jump right into listener questions. If you've just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. First question comes in from Tom and Diane in Roswell.
Mm-hmm.
What should we ask for when offers are contingent on the sale of another property? So, Alfie, do you understand that question?
Yeah, kind of.
So, Tom, let me set up the scenario. Uh-huh. Tom and Diane are selling a house in Roswell.
Okay.
And they have received an offer from a buyer, and that offer is contingent on that buyer selling their home.
Okay, I got you.
So get it now?
Yeah, so basically they have to sell their home, so they have the financial capacity to buy the home.
That's correct.
Getting.
So when you buy your home coming up in the next few months, you might be in the same situation.
Gotcha. Okay. Makes sense.
And so first of all, Tom and Diane, you want to know whether or not the buyer's home is currently under contract. Because if they're just marketing their home but it's not under contract, I don't know if you really want to wait on them to get a contract on their home.
Right.
But if there already is a contract on their home, then you want to, at a minimum, Tom and Diane, ask for a complete copy of the purchase agreement for that home.
Okay.
You say, well, isn't that private business? It's none of my business. No. If their obligation to purchase your home is contingent upon that purchase closing, you better get very, very friendly with that transaction. Who's buying the home? Are they pre-qualified? Can you get a copy of that pre-approval letter? When does the due diligence period end? When does the appraisal contingency and the financing contingency periods end? So you want to ask at a minimum for a copy of all of that paperwork. Make sense, Alfie?
Yes, makes
so,
sense.
So Tom and Diane ask for all the paperwork on that transaction, and you should ask for it before you sign the contract to put your home, to sign the agreement to put your home under contract with those buyers. If you've just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show. I'm Cleve Gaddis, joined in the studio by my man Alfie, and we're answering listener questions.
Yep.
Beth in Norcross writes in, what should we do about the shrubs in front of our home prior to listing? They are overgrown.
Cut them.
You cut them. So
trim them.
Remember when we did a long time ago, had a segment, we called it Rip and Strip.
Yeah.
And so if you have something in your home, and you know, if you picture the front of a home, Alfie,
mm-hmm.
you know, you have the bottoms of the windowsills.
Right.
On the front of the home.
Correct.
So you have like a brick ledge or something, depending upon how your home is built. You really don't want shrubs to go up much higher than that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe on the ends of the house they can go up to 3 or 4 feet tall. But where you have a home and it has a 20-foot shrub at one end
right.
and a 20-foot shrub at the
well,
other
they,
end.
Yeah, they're not symmetrical. Or,
and then you
yeah.
have these big shrubs that are covering up half the windows. It makes the home look old.
Right.
So cut the shrubs below the windowsill or just up to the windowsill. And then on the ends, I'll be honest with you, if they're more than 3 or 4 feet tall, they're probably too tall. Because when you have small shrubs in front of a home, Alfie,
mm-hmm.
it makes it look new.
Right.
When you have big overgrown stuff in front of a home, it makes it look old. I don't care if you took overgrown shrubs and planted them in front of a brand new home, it would look old.
Well, just because they're so tall. When people usually see tall plants, they think, well, those must have been there growing for a long
years.
Time.
20 years. That's right. Exactly right. And sometimes we have people and we have them. Gosh, Alfie, we almost ask them to butcher their shrubs. They've
yeah.
got these 5-foot tall hollies in front of their windows, and we ask them to cut them in half or cut them where they're 2.5 feet tall.
Well, I mean, also, you want the benefit of, you know, if you're going to have windows in front of your house, you want the sun to come in through the windows. If there's a shrub that's blocking the sun from coming in, it kind of defeats the purpose of having windows there in the first place.
I never even thought about that. I was just thinking about it from a curb appeal standpoint.
Right.
But once you get inside, it'll be a lot more light. Mm-hmm. It'll be a lot lighter and a lot more bright
yeah.
on the inside for absolute sure. So anyway, cut them down, rip them, and strip them
yeah.
is our advice. That's actually from Heidi Overton, another agent who works here in the office with me, Gaddis Partners REMAX Center. If you need to reach us, 770-497-0000 is the number to call. Alfie.
Yes, sir.
You know that I think, and you think as well, that the average home seller in Atlanta, in fact, we've done a lot of analysis and determined that the average home seller leaves about $17,000 on the table.
Ugh.
And in some cases, it can be a lot more than that when they're selling their home.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because they just ask a local agent to price the home. They get a Zestimate from Zillow. They get a CMA from an agent. They just use basic tools. But what if there was something about your home, Alfie, that made it worth more money than all the homes around it, even
right.
though an untrained eye could not tell that? Wouldn't you want to know?
I would.
Well, you need what's called a customized maximum value plan
okay.
available exclusively from Gaddis Partners REMAX Center, and it's designed not to show you the average price it should sell for, but the maximum, and it's designed to let you know all the trends that are going on in the area so you can be prepared from a timing standpoint. If there was a 60% chance of home values falling in your neighborhood next year, wouldn't you like to know that now?
Oh, definitely.
If there was like a 2% chances of prices falling in your neighborhood, wouldn't you like to know that before you priced your home?
Sure would.
If there was some extra sound noise or anything like that in the area that affected the value of the home, wouldn't you like that to be included as well?
Yeah.
A customized maximum value plan does that. Normally, we charge $799 because we use special tools like the Wall Street banks use, the big investment banks like Bank of America and Wells Fargo use. How do we get them? Well, we have a subscription to them. It costs a lot of money, but it certainly helps us give you the best advice when it comes to a customized maximum value plan. Normally, $799, but for the first five callers, free. Again, what? For the first five callers, what? Free. 770-497-0000 is the number to call. 770-497-0000. Alfie and I are going to take a quick break. When we come back, special guest John Birchfield, Brand Mortgage, debt-to-income ratios, how you can afford to buy more, how the government has just changed your credit report, and it might give you more buying power. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Whoa, yeah. Whoa. Whoa, yeah. Woo.
Welcome back to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show. I wanted to make sure that this show did not turn into an X-rated show, so I had to start talking over the X-rated portions of this song. Alfie, you know I'm good friends with Steven Tyler.
Really?
Yeah, did you not know that?
I did not know that.
Uh-huh. We're personal friends. Now, unfortunately, I'm the only one that knows we're personal friends. He does not know that.
I was about to say, do you have a cell phone number or something?
No, I don't. So I lived in Bloomingdale, Illinois, and his house was right around the corner from Bloomingdale, Illinois. I don't know where it was, but I felt like we were like close friends. And that's when I became an Aerosmith fan, I was Steven Tyler's neighbor. Wow. He just didn't know I was his neighbor.
Was he living there?
I have no idea. Oh, okay. And I'm not even sure he really lived around the corner. It's just that was the story
that
I heard.
That was
the
rumor.
I feel like Steven Tyler and I are friends. You know who he reminds me of? Mick Jagger.
Well, they have the same kind of lips.
I'm just saying.
And they move. They like to dance on stage a lot.
And skeleton-like face.
True. And they barely like to wear clothes when on stage.
So we appreciate you sticking with us through the break. You're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show. I'm Cleve Gaddis.
Yeah.
Joined here in the studio by my man, Alfie.
What's going on?
And a sponsor of the show and our special guest, John Birchfield, Brand Mortgage.
Come on.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Yeah.
Well, that was really very, come on, man.
You get me more excited.
Bring your energy up.
Let's try it again.
Normally, you're an energy guy. Okay, let's do it again.
All right.
And now, a very special guest, John Birchfield.
Come on.
Hey.
All right. John Birchfield.
Hey. I want to know if you hung out with Liv Tyler.
So this was in the mid-90s.
Now, she's my girlfriend. She doesn't know that either.
But she was too young for me to have sort of a thing for her at the time because she was probably just a teenager. But I love some of the movies she's in.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because she's sort of I would say she's beautiful, but she's really probably more appropriate. She's just striking. She's just very unusual looking.
She appeared in the early Aerosmith videos, which really kind of propelled her to her acting.
Which was creepy a little bit.
Yeah.
A little creepy.
I'm sure it was creepy. Well, if my dad was Steven Tyler, I would ask to be in some of the videos too. Now, John, you heard Steven Tyler and I are personal friends. He doesn't know it, but we're personal friends. You heard that?
I did. We're going to have to work out an introduction here.
Hey,
or
that's
some
good.
Backstage passes or something.
Hey, let's jump into some good mortgage stuff. Fannie Mae just changed the debt-to-income requirements or criteria for underwriting, and you told me a few days ago that it's making a big, big difference in people's ability to get approved for a mortgage. Talk about that. What's going on?
Huge, yeah. We used to be limited to 45% of someone's gross income on what we could spend on their monthly expenses. So credit card debt, car payments, and the proposed mortgage payment. Well, Fannie Mae has raised that to 50%. So that's a significant adjustment, and it's allowing us to put a lot more buyers into a conventional loan and really impacting people's buying power, how much they can afford.
And so I just did a little math, and I'm not going to ask you to confirm or deny this, but for a family with a household income of $60,000, $5,000 a month, it increases their borrowing power on a home by $50,000. So if they qualified for $250,000 before, now they can qualify for $300,000. I'm not saying that people should go buy a house that's $50,000 more than they can really afford, but it's amazing the difference it makes in buying power. Am I right?
Yeah, it's really making a big impact, and it's helped us qualify more buyers and get more buyers into better situations that fit their needs the best.
If you just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show. My name is Cleve Gaddis. I'm joined here in the studio by my man Alfie, and we've got John Birchfield of Brand Mortgage on the line with us. John is our preferred mortgage provider. Whether you need to purchase a home or refinance your existing mortgage, John's the one we think you should call, and the number is 678-226-7887. One more time, 678-226-7887.
He's John, like the Steven Tyler of his business.
He's the Steven Tyler of the mortgage business.
Right.
I'm not sure that's a compliment.
I think it is.
I mean, he can sing well. So, hey, John, did you hear about the recent change the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau required of all the credit reporting companies, Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax?
I did. We're trying to figure out the full impact of this, but I think it's really going to be a positive thing to the consumer also.
So it's interesting, if you're listening and you've ever had a tax lien or a judgment or something of a public record nature that was recorded on your credit report and it forced your credit score down. So let's just say, Alfie, I'm going to use you an example because I'm sure your taxes are current, but let's say you had a tax lien against you from non-payment of income taxes. Well, that would pull your credit score down.
Big time, right?
And what they've done is they've said that if that tax lien or that judgment does not contain all the information necessary to identify you mm-hmm. as the person that lien is against, then it cannot be reported in your credit report. Doesn't mean the tax lien, the legitimate tax lien, is not good.
Right.
Just because it's not in your credit report doesn't mean
it's not
it goes
proven
away.
To be.
That's right. And so it says it has to have your full name, your address, your Social Security number, and your date of birth. But listen to this, and John, you'll be surprised. I don't know if you've heard this or not. Nearly 50% of tax liens and 96% of civil judgments do not meet the updated requirements for identifying
a lien.
Who they're against.
Wow.
Yeah,
which means
I had heard that.
50% of tax liens and 96% of civil judgments will go away. And it says the estimate is 12 million credit files will change. Credit scores will change by somewhere from 20 to 40 points.
That is awesome.
That's a big
so
deal.
So the story there is
yeah, go ahead.
That the listeners need to get is if they've applied for a mortgage or any credit for that matter and not gotten the results that they expected a few months ago, they should revisit that process, take another look at it, and see how things might have changed for them.
Absolutely. I mean, what a difference. So what is the minimum credit score that somebody needs in order to be able to purchase a home? 5-something or 6? What is it?
Yeah, it depends on everybody's situation is unique. Typically, we're trying to break that 600 barrier. That's going to open up a lot more options for the home buyer, give us more flexibility within the underwriting guidelines. And so that's where we're trying to get. But we love to talk to people and encourage them when they get into the high 500 range, because there's often just one or two small things we can do to build their credit score and really add a significant amount of points to it. So that we can get them into better financing back.
Yeah, I'm always checking my credit score. I literally check in my credit score at least every when I get paid. I'll go check it.
Really?
Yes. I don't know why. I just and then you
it's
know,
like a game.
Well, I just like to see what it is, and also with like I'm paying
have
off.
Have you gotten
lot.
It up over 400 yet?
I'm at 715.
Woo! That's pretty dang good.
Is that good?
And Alfie, oh yeah. So when you get over, so the best possible rates. Tell me the best of all the best comes in what, John? About 740?
Yeah. 740, you're going to have every option available. You're going to get the best possible interest rate and terms to anything that you're looking for. So that's the cream of the crop.
But really, over 700, you're going to get really, really favorable rates, terms. Your mortgage insurance is going to be a little bit less than it would be otherwise, right? I mean, Alfie should be in good shape,
yeah.
Shouldn't he?
It should be great. In fact, I would even bump that down to around 680. Once you get into that 680 range, when it comes to mortgages in particular, you're going to get a great mortgage. There's a lot of misconceptions that my credit has to be perfect. I could have never had a late payment, or I could never have a collection outstanding on my report. That couldn't be further from the truth. You should check it out, get all the facts. Knowledge is power, and we want to get that knowledge to
folks. And if someone just wants to have an exploratory conversation, you can do that with them and tell them what their credit score is and all that kind of stuff. There's no charge for that, right, to help them get ready for a mortgage?
Yeah, you bet. Love to.
Cool. Well, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show on News Talk 1160 WCFO, Atlanta's Talk of the Town. joined on the line by John Birchfield. John can be reached by calling 678-226-7887. Again, 678-226-7887. Real quickly, John, we've only got about a minute left in the segment. What are the main documents that a borrower needs to have ready when they get ready to apply for a mortgage?
Great question. You should be looking for your most recent year of tax return, okay. Your most recent 2 years of W-2 forms, a couple of pay stubs, and a couple of bank statements.
And when you say a couple pay stubs, meaning your two most recent pay stubs and then your two most recent bank statements, or just any pay stubs?
Most recent. And usually on the pay stubs, we wanted to cover a month. So if you're paid weekly, then let's go ahead and get 4 to 5 of those pay stubs.
Got it. So if you just joined us, again, you're listening to John Birchfield, Brand Mortgage. He can be reached by calling 678-226-7887. Alfie and I are going to have to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got Phil Erickson of O'Kelly and Sorahan talking about medical directives for kids who go off to college. This is a segment you are not going to miss. Stick with us because we're coming back. Welcome back to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160, where Alfie is singing along with Aerosmith.
Come on! I've seen him 3.5 times.
You are wired up today, Alfie.
I love Aerosmith.
Have you had plenty of caffeine?
I've had plenty of caffeine. But, I mean, they're the best. I've seen them 3.5 times, Cleve.
What does that mean, you've seen them 3.5 times?
Let's just say the last time I saw them live in concert, I might not truly remember everything
that
happened.
Did you drink too much that night, Alve?
Look, it was Kiss and Aerosmith, ooh, which is like, you know, if you're going to go to a rock show, Kiss and Aerosmith, that's where it's at.
Yeah.
And let's just say I'd had a little too many, you know, Cokes, Sprites.
Yeah.
Diet Cokes, you
with
know.
Other stuff in
during,
it.
During the Kiss performance.
So were you a member of the Kiss Army?
Look, not to the extent that I would paint my face and wear a crazy outfit, but I'd definitely rock it out. But I do remember Kiss's Pyros,
yeah.
and the next thing I remember was being in the middle of a Waffle House.
Gene Simmons, who's just really an entertainer, baby.
Oh, my gosh.
Not a singer, an entertainer.
No. Oh, he's
a marketer.
Oh, totally. He's the best.
It. Well, this segment of the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show is brought to you by the law firm of O'Kelly and Sorahan. They're a full-service law firm with 19 offices throughout Metro Atlanta. They specialize in residential real estate closings, including home purchases, refinance closings, corporate relocation, and real estate contract review and title insurance matters. They can be reached at 770-497-1880. Again, 770-497-1880. We happen to have a guest with us on the line from O'Kelly and Sorahan, Phil Erickson, who specializes in estates. Phil, welcome back to the show.
Hello, gentlemen. I was going to comment that I had Aerosmith on 8-track, which I think speaks volumes about how old I am.
Nice. Aerosmith on 8-track, man.
Listen, if I had my way, I think 8-tracks would still be available in automobiles, as far as I'm concerned.
You love those?
I love some 8-tracks. Sorry. I do.
Really? Well, why would you love an 8-track when you have a CD?
An 8-track, you have to be a fan of the music and the band to have an 8-track. Because this is the way it is now musically, Cleve. An album... How many times have you listened to a complete album from an artist? Maybe
not since I was 20 years
exactly.
old, probably.
These artists only come out with one or two good songs, and then they still put out an album, and then it's nothing. And even so, when you're, you know, back in the 8-track days, the whole album had to be good, Cleve, because there was no fast forward, no rewind, no skipping.
Yep.
You had to listen to the whole thing. So the whole album had to be good,
hey,
which
Phil,
was great.
Phil, I hope you're happy. Look what you've done.
I'm just saying, I created him off.
You totally set him off. Well, Phil, you were on a show a couple of months ago, and we talked about some estate stuff. And I was looking, I was reading a magazine or a newspaper or something, and my wife and I have our second child going off to college. She's 18 years old, going to UGA. And there was an article saying that if your kid goes off to college and they need some medical treatment or medical care, that the medical providers would not be able to talk to us about that, and that just blew my mind. I know this is not a real estate related topic, but talk to me about that situation, why that is, and what parents need to do to avoid getting into a situation where their daughter might be in the hospital in Athens and we can't communicate with the hospital about her situation. Talk to us about that.
Well, as you all know, the government's blessed us with something called HIPAA, which is a privacy act. Normally, privacy is a good thing, but the second your kid turns 18, they legally aren't supposed to release their records to anyone who's not authorized to act on behalf of that 18-year-old. So normally, medical professionals are allowed to release the records to people if it's in the best interest of the patient. Let's say there's been an accident. But let's say mom's had a divorce and has a different last name. You can even show up at the hospital. If you don't have a record, they're not necessarily going to let you know about your kid's condition until they know who you are because of the HIPAA laws. And with my luck, with my daughter, it'd be the person at the front desk would have just got yelled at for releasing information by her boss, so she's not going to give it to anyone unless everything is by the book.
Yeah, it's like that thing now where people card you. Even though you're 55 years old, they still got to card you if you want alcohol.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like, you know.
So what's the solution? What's the solution to that, Phil?
Well, the simple solution, and normally they say you should have both a durable power of attorney, which does finances, and a medical power of attorney, which has any number of different names, advanced directive, health POA. But boy, if you have those, the second your kid turns 18, they can be on your insurance now until they're about 50, but as soon as they turn 18, you probably need powers of attorney for them. Now, if you painfully know, sir, you're probably having to pay for everything. You're on all the accounts for them financially anyway, so
right.
You'll be able to figure out what they're doing financially.
Right.
But medically, you want that just in case.
And so that document is called a medical directive. Is that what it's called? Is that what somebody's
the
looking
Georgia
for?
The one is called an advanced directive. It's got all the pretty HIPAA language in there to make sure you're allowed to see their medical records and you can direct how their treatment is if they're unable to make decisions for themselves. The Georgia form is very good. You can usually find it online for free. I mean, your doctor will have it. Some places recommend if they go to school in a different state to try to get one for that state. But primarily, the main thing I tell people is make sure you have a copy of it on your phone or on your computer or somewhere, because when stuff happens,
I never thought about that.
You're at your desk. You're in a movie or something.
Have a PDF saved on your...
You go to the front desk and say, who are you? You can show them the medical power of attorney on your phone, or you can email it to them.
That's good. So, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show. We're talking, actually, medical directives, or what he's calling what Phil is calling an advanced directive for kids going off to college here in the state of Georgia and really in any state. Now, let me make sure I understand this. If my daughter is still on my medical policy, her being on my medical policy wouldn't be good enough to cover the fact that the doctors could talk to me about her medical situation. I'd have to have this advanced directive in addition to her being on my policy?
And that's normally yes. Legally, yes. Now, medical professionals normally will, if they think it's in the best interest of the patient, give information to parents. But
got it.
But they don't have to. And,
right.
And you always hear about the horror stories, the one time out of 1,000 where someone's unreasonable.
Right.
And it never happens at a convenient time. It happens at midnight when they're in Valdosta or something. And what are you going to do? You want to tell them, you want to hear over the phone what happened, and someone doesn't want to give you the information. And you hear horror stories, and normally medical professionals use common sense.
Yep.
We all come across bureaucrats occasionally who fail to do that.
Sometimes they don't. If you want to reach Phil Erickson with O'Kelly and Sorahan, he specializes in estates and all the things estate-related. You can reach him at 770-497-1880. Again, 770-497-1880. We're talking medical directives, advanced directives for kids going off to college. But what about this? Phil, what if I take my kids who are under 18 years old and I leave them with their grandmother or their grandfather, and I'm not around to be able to help with their medical care? Talk to me about that situation.
Well, it's almost the same thing. And normally, obviously these days, it's far easier for us to contact you if you're not here locally. But if you're on a cruise ship with no cell coverage, you still, if something happens, a simple medical power of attorney where you give grandma the right to make medical decisions on behalf of your minor child. The way I look at it is when you bring an umbrella, it never rains. So if you have these things in place, gosh, you never need to use them, hopefully. But boy, I'd far rather have it and never need it than have something happen. And again, it's almost as much as peace of mind for grandma who's watching your children as it is for the children.
Oh, because can you imagine?
The doctors are going to treat the child.
Can you imagine your child breaking open their chin, falling off their bike on the driveway, and then grandma getting him to the hospital and not being able to do anything or make any decisions? She might very well have a stroke just because of that. Alfie, what do you think about that? Did you know that if you took your kids, your foster kids, over to your parents' house and left them, that they couldn't do anything medically wise?
That'd be crazy. I'd be hesitant to want to do that then.
You'd want to get something that gives them.
I would like to have them to have the opportunity to make those decisions. I'd trust them enough to leave them with them, my kids with them, so I would be able to trust them to make any kind of medical decisions that needed to be made.
Wow.
And especially, not to cut you off, but especially if your kids have any special medical conditions, because boy, they're hesitant to give out information for medical records unless you have these documents, because they don't want to get some lawyer suing them.
If you want to reach Phil Erickson with O'Kelly and Sorahan, the number to call is 770-497-1880. Again, 770-497-1880. We always appreciate having you on as a guest. Phil, Alfie, and I are going to take a quick break. When we come back in our Lowdown on the Hood segment is Palisades and Alpharetta, North Fulton. So if you're Roswell or Cumming or Johns Creek or Alpharetta, you want to stay tuned, because what's happening in that subdivision might mirror what's happening in yours. Stick with us. We'll be back. To the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show and the Alfred Romero sing-along hour with Aerosmith. You love music, don't you, Alfie?
Man, that's why I wanted to become a DJ so bad.
So, Alfie, what'd you think about the segment set of the show? The second segment of the show,
I
poured my water bottle in my lap then had to do the entire segment with a lap full of water.
You see, the beauty of radio,
I never stopped.
Yeah, you see, the beauty of radio, Cleve, is that you can do that and no one knows that you spilled water on your pants. But
I knew.
Well, yeah.
Spilled half the bottle.
We knew, and now the entire city of Atlanta knows that you spilled some water on your
pants. I was impressed that I was able to keep on going through. I was able to work through the pain. Alfie.
Because you're a radio professional, you're a radio professional. Not only are you a real estate professional, but now you're a radio professional. You're a professional in multimedia.
You are easily impressed. If you've just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right
Hash
here
Brown
on News
Amazing.
Talk. Hash Brown Amazing on News Talk 1160 WCFO Atlanta's Woo! Talk of the Town. I'm Cleve Gaddis. In addition
to
being the host of this radio show, I'm also a team leader and a real estate broker and a real estate agent with Gaddis Partners REMAX Center. My family has been in real estate for 30 years.
And don't forget, an amazing father and a great husband.
That is, I do love being a good father. I try to be a good father. I got four teenage daughters. Actually, only three teenagers. One's 20, then an 18, a 17, and a 15.
I don't know how you did it, Cleve.
Oh, I love it.
I don't know how you did
Being a dad to girls is just the most awesome thing you can imagine. Man. And the older they get, to me, the better it gets.
Right, exactly, because then they just come by every day. Now and then, you don't have to deal with them every day.
Alfie, is not it at all.
That's not what you said. That's not what you said during the break.
Oh, that's exactly what I said. Trust me, I did. I would never say they only come by every once in a while. Trust me, it is a cool thing to have your daughters getting older. It is just a very, very, very cool thing. So, Alfie,
yes, sir.
I think it's been a pretty good show. What do you think?
I think we've had an amazing couple of shows here, Cleve. You've had a star-studded lineup of guests.
We'll have some of those guests back on for sure. Well, as you know, each week we pick one metro Atlanta neighborhood to call out critical changes in market pricing and to discuss other important market information to help you as a listener of this show identify unique opportunities in that specific area. And this week we are highlighting Palisades in Alpharetta, North Fulton in our Lowdown on the Hood segment. This is designed to help you understand how high were prices before the recession, how low did they get, and how quickly did they get that low, and then where are prices today or recently. In Palisades, which is basically off of North Point Parkway, north of Haynesbridge Road. So it's to the east of 400, north of Haynesbridge Road, and on the east side of North Point Parkway, near North Point Mall, if you're familiar with that area. In 2007, the average sales price in Palisades was $571,200. By 2009, the average sales price had dropped to $443,000, or a 22% drop, $127,467. By 2016, the average sales price had rebounded to $584,000. So prices went down 22%, up 24%. So if we look at that on the 100 scale, 2007 is represented by the number 100. 2009 is represented by the number 78. 2016 represented by the number 102. So prices are 2% higher in 2016 than they were in 2007. Currently, there are three homes available for sale in the neighborhood. There were a total of 9 homes that sold in the neighborhood last year, which means we have about a three-month supply of inventory in the neighborhood. The low asking price, $585,000. The high asking price, $724,000. On average, prices are $653,000. It's about 3 months, almost 4 months worth of inventory, which means you're at the very low end of a balanced market and a seller's market, which means sellers should have a little bit more influence in that neighborhood than the average neighborhood in Atlanta. About 150 homes in the neighborhood, which means homeowner equity, Alfie, from 2009 to 2016 increased $21 million. So the people that own those 150 houses were $21 million more today than they were in 2009. And by the way, for those who own homes in that neighborhood who might want to be thinking about getting their equity out of the home, it could be that taking some action sooner than later might be in their best interest. The elementary school is New Prospect Elementary School. Webb Bridge is the middle school, and Alpharetta is the high school. Alpharetta High School gets a school chimp score of 100.
Ooh.
If you're listening and you'd like the lowdown on your own neighborhood, our free market snapshot is just what the doctor ordered. It's like getting a monthly bank statement on your home's value emailed right to your inbox. And getting one is easy. Just sign up now at gogaddis.com, GOGADDIS.com. Just click on the Home Values and ATL tab. It'll take less than 30 seconds, and it will ensure you are the local smarty. Your neighbors will most certainly be jealous. Again, just go to GoGaddis.com, GOGADDIS.com, and sign up. If you are the type who doesn't want to monkey around with your kids' education or the impact schools have on home values, you need to get what we call a school chimp report. You can get one for free. GoGaddis.com. Click on the school chimp link. It'll give you our proprietary algorithm, the rating for the school, the public high school, but it'll also give you all the other demographic information you'd like to know about that particular district, including the percentage of homeowners versus renters. Wouldn't that be good to know, Alfie?
Yeah, totally.
Average household income in the area, the educational attainment by parents in the district, the average sales prices, and other market data all the way back to 2007. Just visit GoGaddis.com, GOGADDIS.com, and click on the school chimp link. Just answer a couple questions, take you less than 30 seconds. The report will be prepared, customized exclusively for you, Alfie, if you went in and did one, and it'll be sent right to your email inbox. If you're looking to buy a home in Metro Atlanta anytime in the next probably 2 or 3 months, we recommend you use SureMLS.com for your searching needs. That's SUREMLS.com for your searching needs. That is our website. The listing data is more current than Zillow. We had somebody call for a listing not too long ago, Alfie. It sold last November. That's out-of-date listing. This site gets updated every 15 or 20 minutes. It's most accurate information and is certainly the most complete information out there. Got a listener question on the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160 from Aaron in Lawrenceville. She says, we've heard that granite countertops are out of style now. What else should we consider? Well, first of all, granite countertops, Aaron, are not out of style. They're probably still the most commonly used countertop material out there.
And they're the nicest.
They're beautiful. Well, there's a lot of other good options.
Oh, okay.
People today are using soapstone.
All right.
They're using wood. They're using quartz countertops.
Wait, what?
Wood for
like
countertops.
What? Really?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Huh.
They're using quartz, which is actually a manufactured quartz, so it's like a cultured marble type, but it's called quartz. It looks like granite. It's very uniform, though. They're using concrete, Alfie.
That's interesting.
They're also using glass, but it's thick enough, so it's not really
crack.
Breakable.
Okay.
Exactly. And they're also using something called paper stone. Tell me, Alfie, if you ever hear of anybody using paper stone countertops. Those are countertops manufactured, believe it or not, Alfie, from recycled paper.
Interesting.
And it's called paper stone, and it looks like a solid surface stone countertop called paper stone. Interesting, huh?
Yes.
Aaron, if you have any more questions, the number to call, 770-497-0000. Alfie and I both believe, based on the market research we've done, that the average home seller leaves money on the table. I've heard that the number can be up to 18% of the value of the home.
Man.
We believe, on average, for the last 300 or 400 transactions we've reviewed, that number is about $16,000. Well, the way to solve that problem is, if you're looking to sell your home in Atlanta in the next 90 days, you need to get a customized maximum value plan exclusive from Gaddis Partners REMAX Center. How to get one? Well, they're normally $799, but the first five people to call 770-497-0000 can get one for free. That's right. First five people to call 770-497-0000 can get a customized maximum value plan for free. Gentleman called from Horseshoe Bend, sold his house for $47,000 more than he thought it was worth. So these customized maximum value plans can be the real deal. Alfie and I appreciate you spending another hour of your time with us this week, and we plan to be back on News Talk 1160 next week, same time. We look forward to talking to you then. Take care, Atlanta.
Your dreams were your ticket. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you heard.